Each evening during the sitting, one of us will offer some brief reflections, reminders, sometimes this will happen at the beginning of the sitting, maybe sometimes at the end, perhaps depending a little bit on what we want to offer. Tonight I'd like to share some things at the start of the sitting. I was reflecting after the talk about the quality of diligence, that gentle persistence. This dance between relaxation and energy effort. And it recalls the quality of patience to me. There are different aspects of patience, but one of the aspects is this gentle persistence to just keep going. And to keep going sometimes when it seems like there's not much happening. Just this commitment to continue. Whether or not any particularly visible results are happening. This can take some trust, a sense of confidence or faith, perhaps, of the value of the practice itself. Over time, we definitely get the flavor and the felt sense, the recognition of the value. And yet there can be long stretches of time, even in the midst of a retreat or over the course of years or even decades of practice, where it just feels like not much is happening. And yet, it's so important to just gently persist, noticing our relationship to the feeling or the idea. It's mostly an idea that we have that not much is happening. Because we really have no clue what's going on in our practice. Transformation can be happening deep, deep underneath. Shifts and changes, understandings that maybe quite haven't bubbled to the surface. For myself, so much of the practice has this quality to it, this quality of just almost imperceptible and sometimes definitely imperceptible what we think of as progress. And the Buddha pointed to this too. He talked about this path as being a gradual path. The myth of his own journey is that it was many lifetimes of practice. many lifetimes of persistence and commitment. There's a quote from the Burmese. Translates something along the lines of, patience is the road to Nibbana. Patience is the road to freedom. Because without patience, we probably will give up. And if we give up, we don't walk the path. There's another analogy I like, just about this gradual nature of the path. And it's the Buddha's analogy. He offers this reflection about a shipwreck, thinking about a ship that has been wrecked on the rocks, and the parts of the ship are all strewn across the beach and the rocks, the wood, the rigging, the various parts of the ship just in pieces on the shore. And he says, just as over the course of many months, the sun, the sand, the wind, the waves, the water, will wear away at those parts. In particular, he points to the rigging, the rope. Wear away at the rope. Moment by moment, day by day, if you're waiting for that rope to disintegrate, you won't see much change. But inexorably, the sun and the sand and the wind and the waves will wear away at that rope. You come back a year or two later, and the rope is disintegrated. Maybe it looks like a rope, but you pick it up and it just falls apart. He says, just so, mindfulness and energy and concentration wear away at our reactivity, our clinging. And if every moment we're looking at what clingings worn away this moment, we probably won't see it. But the accumulation of our practice with this perspective the Buddha offered, to be curious about our experience as human experience, the impersonal nature of our experience, the impermanent nature of our experience. This perspective will wear away at clinging. We may not see it disappearing. We may not even notice it going away. I've had kind of surprising experiences. One in particular I'm remembering of over and over again, watching a pattern of anger, just being curious about it. And also recognizing that one thing that was helpful was to set it aside, not to repress it, but also just to let it be, not to try to look at it very closely, but just kind of like say, yeah, you can stay in the room with me, but I'm going to pay attention to my feet right now. And over the course of many months of practicing in that way with that particular pattern, it grew weaker and weaker. I noticed it growing weaker. I noticed it growing weaker in that I noticed it wasn't coming up as frequently. And then one day, I had the recollection, gee, I haven't experienced that in a long time. And even remembering it in that moment, remembering that I had had that reactivity and remembering what that reactivity was about, remembering the story of who I was angry with and what they had done. It just was not there. The anger was not there anymore. I couldn't even construct it consciously. It was gone. And I had never seen it disappear. It was that practice, that commitment to explore in a skillful way, to practice both meeting the pattern and setting it aside, resulting in the conditions of its release. So much of practice can be like this. We're looking for the big explosions, the big ta-das. But so much of the letting go can happen really quietly. And so patience with this process. And sometimes a reflection or a recognition of, as I noticed in this particular case, gee, it's not arising as much anymore. Just noticing both the presence and the absence of our patterns. We can appreciate when they're absent and yet not expect them to be completely gone. Patience is the road to freedom. And we get there with this gentle persistence. Commitment to carry on.